For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Taking blood pressure is one of the many duties of a nurse, but those duties are being performed more times by fewer people these days because South Carolina, like the nation, is experiencing a shortage of practitioners of this vital profession. Trilla Mays, interim nursing department chair at Midlands Technical College in Columbia, said there are several reasons for the shortage.
Partly because there is still an aging workforce. So as the workforce gets older and begins to retire, we need more nurses to replace. And also there's the aging nursing faculty, which can contribute to the workforce if there's not enough nursing faculty to teach students to become nurses.
University of South Carolina Nursing School Dean Jeanette Andrews added to the list of reasons for the shortage of certain types of nurses.
There are expanded roles for nurses and more positions for nurses. So what we're really seeing a shortage of are experienced nurses at the bedside. And so that's been different about this particular shortage. And we see it staying with us.
Though there is a critical need for bedside nurses, Andrews said it makes sense that these nurses would be in short supply.
Bedside nursing is a very physically demanding role. Of course, nurses at the bedside work 12-hour shifts. They work weekends, they work nights, they work holidays. And when you're working in conditions where you're short-staffed, you're working overtime, you're overburdened.
According to Mays, despite a great demand that makes nursing practically recession-proof, the load is heavy for bedside nurses.
Students get out and they love taking care of patients, but it can be very stressful when you're taking care of 5, 6, 7 patients and the demands on you. Sometimes nurses are like, okay, I've been nursing for a while, I want to do something else. And then there's the burnout. Sometimes nurses, after a while, they're like, I need a break from nursing. Sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't.
Unless more nurses are recruited to the bedside, Mays said another factor will increase the stress on the nurses already on the job.
But as the baby boomers age and get into long-term care and even needing more health care, we need more nurses to take care of that generation. The long-term care over the next 10 years is really going to boom.
According to Andrews, part of the solution might be to create a more supportive atmosphere in the workplace for nurses.
I think we've got to look at career ladders for experienced nurses to stay at the bedside. We've got to look at equitable pay for experienced nurses. We shouldn't be paying a new graduate the same as a 10-year experienced nurse on a med-surg unit. There should be a differential pay for those who have experience. And we've got to have opportunities for bedside nurses to grow and to stay in the system.
The good news is that nursing schools are full of students and even expanding. But the fact that there are so many more opportunities for nurses today means the areas of need may remain that way, said Andrews.
What's changing is that where probably a couple of decades ago, 90% of us worked in the hospital setting. Only 60% work in the hospital setting now. So the expanded roles are provider offices, hospice care, home health, insurance companies, those sorts of roles that have expanded for the registered nurse.
Mays said for schools to expand further to train more nurses, the problems of a shortage of faculty, clinical training site availability, a shortage of preceptors, the staff nurses who train students on site, and a lack of space must all be overcome. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.